to the VIP Show Podcast. This is José Aristimuño, bringing you the biggest names in the game of business, entrepreneurship, and life to help you level up, get inspired, and become the most successful you. You already know the VIP Show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the VIP Show. I'm your host, José Aristimuño. Super excited about this episode. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. We are going to talk about female empowerment. I got a boss lady in the house with us today on the show. Her name is Ella Love. She's a high-level model. She's an author. She's a serial entrepreneur. And honestly, she's just a badass woman all around. She's Ella Love, and she's at the show right now. What's going on, Ella?
Hi, thank you for the introduction. I love to hear that.
Of course. Ella did not pay me to say that with that much energy. I'm just an energetic guy by nature. Ella, before we talk modeling career, before we talk business, finances, and all those cool stuff, there's a question that I always like to ask all my guests, and it's this. Who was Ella Love, the little girl, growing up?
Oh.
We're going deep, girl. We're going way back.
Oh, my gosh. She was very hyper, and she loved to play outside.
Okay.
She was very popular amongst her neighborhood friends.
That's good. Okay, so you were one of those. Okay, that's a fair assessment. Would you say that being the high energy individual that that you still are, I would argue that. Do you think that transfer into like your modeling career and like your business and stuff like that?
Yes, I think. I mean, I didn't realize how much energy I had. Okay. People would tell me all the time, but I think it really shows with all the projects that I get into and all my work ethic how much energy I have.
You're like, yeah, that's funny, but it's important. I mean, I feel like we've had so many people on the show, and some of them are extroverted, some of them are introverted. High energy is one thing, but would you consider yourself an introvert, extrovert, a mix of both?
I'm definitely an extrovert. Absolutely.
Okay. You're like, I'm an extrovert all the way. There's no shame in my game. Okay.
No.
good. And that's the cool thing about the humankind, right? We can have so many different types of personalities, and they're extroverts that are very successful business owners, and they're introverts that are very successful business owners. So right. I think you can really have both. Tell me about your modeling career. You've modeled for very famous magazines, international, national, you name it. Yes. Talk to me about that and how you get into that.
So it was a complete accident. I wasn't really looking for it. I remember when I was 18 years old, fresh out of high school, we went to go celebrate my friend's birthday. And we went to a club, like an 18 and over club, to celebrate his 18th birthday. And I was in the bathroom, and a producer from a Telemundo kind of pounced on me. I was like, you have to be on my show. You have to be on my show. And I was taken back because I wasn't expecting that. So that was my first taste of television, and it kind of transferred into modeling. And so I kind of never looked back since. I was something that was really exciting to me, and I liked collaborating with creative people. And as I got older and as I invested more into modeling, I realized it kind of was a passion of mine to create something that I wanted in my head and to have it transpire, you know, in a photo or have an idea and make it come to life. I think it's so beautiful to see. But to be surrounded with artistic people, I think it's so important as well to help create that thought or that inspiration. And then they bring in, you know, their expertise and their viewpoint, and it just gets better. So I like to create. That's something that's really nice.
Yeah. No, and I think it's so important. You mentioned something that I think it's a good segue to my follow-up question. You said, look, José, it's really nice to visualize something in your head and then see it in a photo, right? What it's going to look like. Talking about that imagination and that visualization, do you believe in visualization and manifestation in your life as a whole when it comes to business and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think visualization and manifestation goes hand in hand with putting in work. So I've never not reached a goal I wanted to. I've always reached every single goal I said I would do. And I put in the work, though. So if I said I wanted to own something, I worked really hard and I didn't stop until I owned that particular thing or I reached that particular goal. And I think with nowadays, people have unrealistic expectations of what it is to manifest something. They think it just pops in their lap and, you know, they mm-hmm. think about it and it's just going to come to them. And I don't think that's just how anything works. It's just, if you invest enough time to work towards something, there's no doubt in my mind that you could obtain anything you want, no matter how big and small. It's just, how focused are you to overcome the obstacles that life throws at you? How persistent are you going to be to get up when you're getting knocked down? And I think if you're persistent enough and you work hard enough, manifestation and visualization is just second nature.
Yeah, no, it's you. I mean, you explain it so well. You got to put in the work, folks. It's not just sitting in the couch and be like, oh, my God, I want that beautiful home or I want that beautiful car or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be materialistic things, but just, you know, what have you. Right. I want that perfect body. You got to go to the gym. You know, I'm sorry. It's not just not going to work. you know, what would you say? So you're an author of an amazing book, The ABC of Investing. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and I know you had financial hardships and things did not go always the way that you wanted to. Maybe share with me a little bit about that and what motivated you to write this book.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, my Instagram looks so amazing and so perfect and so pristine. But, you know, when I sit down and have conversations with people, I try to be as authentic as possible. And I let them know that everything that I ever accomplished, I had to work really, really, really hard for it. So all my 20s, I struggled. Nothing was ever given to me. I've had little to no support. I've always had to rely on myself. So it's easier said than done when you're just like, oh, you're a girl. And it doesn't matter if you're a woman, if you're a man, don't have support, it's really difficult to achieve anything. But I think with the proper mindset, I kind of instilled in myself that I'm responsible for my own happiness and I have to create moving forward what I want in my life. And I can't blame anybody for any failures or any shortcomings that I have in my life. I just have to, you know, buckle down and just, you know, try to figure out a solution to a problem that comes at hand to me. So with that kind of mentality, I've overcame a lot of financial hardships just by working really hard, having proper mentors that I've surrounded myself with. People who are doing better than me gave me the motivation and advice and influence and guidance on how to achieve certain goals. So I don't have to work as strenuously in order to achieve them. So, I mean, then I also built a nice community around myself with, you know, my friends, you know, thank God. I always tell them all the time, my close friends, I'm so grateful for them because when I didn't have a car, and in LA, when you don't have a car, it's really difficult to get around. This is before Uber, okay? Way before Uber. So my friends would pick me up and they would kind of support me. So, I mean, I know it's not normal to not have support, but you could always create support. And if you have a loving environment and a supportive environment, that uplifts you and that helps motivate you to get to the next level. You don't necessarily have to have a perfect family, or you don't have to have a mom or a dad or you know, siblings. So, I mean, I don't have that luxury, that support to have a supportive family behind me, but I created a supportive family. So that proper mindset had me overcome those financial hardships and coming up with creative solutions to get through really difficult times kind of propelled me to reach my goals and get to the next level, which is why I kind of really wanted to do something for other people so they wouldn't struggle as much. And so with creating this book, mm-hmm. I thought it was a genius idea because there was such a learning gap between breaking down common terminology of the stock market. It took me 3 years of research mm-hmm. to break mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I just sat down 20 minutes and I looked up, you know, things on Instagram and I put it together. Absolutely not. I read countless of books by experts, Benjamin Graham. He's the forefather of investing. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's really time consuming and it's really hard language to break down. And I couldn't find anything out there in the World Wide Web that kind of helped influence my learning or accelerated my learning. So it was just me doing the tediousness of breaking down very complex languages because all I was able to find were strategies on how to invest. But nothing really, you have Yahoo Investing, which is nice, but they still break down investing language in investing terms. So the language of just common folk wasn't really embedded in anything that I found. So having this idea hopefully can help inspire people not to be intimidated, or if they're curious about investing, they now have a tool that's out there that could motivate them and help them guide them through that process.
No, amazing. And I really do appreciate you giving us like the detailed rundown on how you do that, because I think there's a lot of people, some of them might be listening to this show, who might be almost ashamed of admitting that they don't understand the terminology of investing enough, right. But they would love to invest, but they're kind of, like, you know, you know, when, like, you know, back when you were in school or even in college, people sometimes say, like, excuse me, professor, like, I have a stupid question. Like, there's not such thing as a stupid question, you know. Every question is a valid one. You know, I think in today's day and age, post-COVID, in a social media world, you know, in terms of you as Ella Love, the brand, how important is marketing in your life? How important is personal branding in your life for the success of your various businesses?
Oh my gosh. Everything is based on branding. Everything is based on your reputation. And I find that, you know, a learning process because I don't really know much about branding. I'm humble enough to tell you what I do know and what I don't know. You know, marketing's not my expertise. That's a whole different world for experts that I'm not even trying to dabble in. But, you know, with social media, I think it's a double-edged sword. I've always had a love-hate relationship with it, but I've also have been a privilege to be in an era where there was no social media, to seeing social media build up to now seeing the results of social media, the effects of social media. So I think, unfortunately, because there is social media, there's instantaneous information that can be put out there and you could brand yourself a certain way. But there's also a lot of misinformation and people could really take something, edit it down and kind of present you in such a negative light. So you have to be prepared for both ends of the spectrum. To be criticized when you're putting yourself out there, to be, you know, I have a public profile. So there's, you know, whoever could see it and whoever could comment. And, you know, I haven't really had that much negativity that I've came across, but, you know, it's constant, you know, talking down on a social platform. So you have to kind of always mitigate that and know who you are, know yourself. Mm-hmm. And I try to be as authentic as possible, whether I'm on social media or not on social media. So, you know, however the case may be, people are always going to have opinions of you. As long as you have the highest opinion of yourself, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. So you just have to respect it, whether you agree with it or not.
100%. And I say this to a lot of my friends and folks in my industry. You know, I say, what other people think of you is their business, or what other people think of you is none of your business, right? So don't focus on others, focus on you. If you want to make a change in your life, you got to go within. It all starts in your heart. You know, in I see this example all the time, but when you're in a flight, they always say to put your own oxygen mask first in case of an emergency, and then you put the other one, right? So you got to take care of yourself first. If not, how can you help other people, you know? So that's what I would say on that. That's never happened to me. Thank God. I've never had to use an oxygen.
I know. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Okay. No, that's just an example, folks. Knock on wood. When Ella Love, and you have such a beautiful energy, I really mean that. When Ella Love is no longer in this physical world, what type of legacy do you want to leave behind?
I've always thought of this for a while. And I think, you know, the passing of Kobe, I'm a diehard Kobe fan. So, you know, no one really prepares you for end of life or how to mourn or that kind of spiritual aspect of life. But, you know, something on a daily basis, it's not just when I leave, on a daily basis, I'm very conscientious of how I make people feel. Mm-hmm, so I'm not perfect by any means. I'm not saying I am, but I really try to implement making people feel really good about themselves. I always try to be motivated and have people be motivated to achieve whatever they want to be. So I try to be as inspiring and positive as possible. And it's very rare when you see me in a bad mood. If I'm in a bad mood, it's because I didn't sleep enough. But it's also very rare. So people tell me all the time, they're like,
Don't mess with Ella. Don't mess with Ella. She's going to get her enough sleep.
they ask me, oh my gosh, you're so quiet today. Is something wrong? So I try, the impact I leave on people, I try to leave a positive, you know, notion or a positive feeling, or if I don't have the time, a good hug or a simple compliment goes a long way. Because what I've learned throughout my life is you have no idea what people are going through if they had a bad day or if they lost a loved one or if they just, you know, there could be so many different scenarios. And people just are so used to walking out the door with a smile on their face. And the automatic response is, I'm okay, when you ask them how you're doing. So I think there's such a lack of empathy in the world that I try to implement that conscientiously, you know, be as empathetic as possible and, you know, try to, you know, do something good. So with that note stating, I want to be remembered as someone who tried to be a positive force, because there's so much negativity. There's so much just horrid things going on, especially with all kinds of conflicts that are happening now. It doesn't take much for one person to just be that positive light for somebody. So when I leave, hopefully I could make a difference in someone's life, whether it be through my book, whether it be through just a simple conversation. I want someone to remember, like, oh, you know what? That, you know, she made me feel good, you know, when I was in a bad mood or whatever the case may be.
I love that. I love that. Oh, so powerful. If people want to work with you, they want to learn from you, they want to read your book, where can people find you?
I only have Instagram. So my Instagram is official Ella Love. I also have an email. It's iman8a@gmail.com. And, you know, we could talk, collaborate. I'm open to anything, you know.
I love it. I love it. Folks, you're listening to the VIP show. I'm your host, Jose Testimonio. We just had a wonderful conversation with the one and only Ella Love. Ella, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.